You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new resource is now available for tenants impacted by a recent settlement involving a Milwaukee landlord. The state DOJ has a FAQ page for people that were renting from Joe Barata and his property management company. The settlement includes a $1.7 million payment and various assistance programs. It all stems from an action filed in November of 2021. Tenants impacted can find detailed information about the settlement and the programs available at waukradio.com. That school bus crash in Milwaukee yesterday was due to someone blowing a stop sign. A 22-year-old man was arrested near 16th and Wilbur after allegedly failing to stop, hitting the bus and causing it to flip. There were no kids on the bus. Both drivers were injured. Wisconsin legislators unveiled a right-to-repair bill yesterday. It's designed to address what supporters call a, quote, monopoly crisis in agriculture by allowing farmers to repair their own equipment. The proposed legislation would require manufacturers to provide repair documentation and tools at fair cost, while still being able to protect their trade secrets. If passed, Wisconsin would become the sixth state in the country to have right-to-repair laws. If you've got some knowledge and you want to pass it down, there's a program for you. Brittany Merlot has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for experienced hunters to mentor new ones. Volunteer opportunities include mentoring a novice hunter, teaching in a classroom through hunter education programs, or helping with outdoor skill workshops and special youth hunts. Officials are hoping volunteers can help new hunters enjoy the sport in a safe and ethical way and pass down some useful outdoor skills. Anyone interested in volunteering can find out more information on the program on the DNR's website.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks beat the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116 to 110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals and we know that we got to hold it down for him, make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending, he was flying around, he was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior, he's more seasoned, he's way more confident, more secure, and we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Cynthia Erivo is on a roll. She's nominated for Best Actress for the film Wicked, which is also nominated for Best Picture. Erivo got her start on Broadway and has now come full circle as it's just been announced she will host the 2025 Tony Awards. The Tonys celebrate the best of Broadway and will be held at Radio City Music Hall June 8th and air on CBS and Paramount+. Speaking of people on a roll, let's add Jeremy Allen White to that list. Star of the award-winning show The Bear, White is also playing Bruce Springsteen in a new biopic about the rock icon. Let's add a new Netflix series to that as well called Enigma Variations. Yahoo Entertainment reports the two-time Emmy-winning actor will also executive produce the limited series. White will play Paul, the main character who becomes romantically involved with men and women. I assume there's more to the story, but that was the most attention-getting headline. There is no official release date yet, but the show will drop eventually on Netflix. Here's one of Pete's picks for the entire family. Check out the film Flow, an animated movie about a cat trying to survive a flood. Our lead feline needs to get over a solitary existence and work with other animals in similar predicaments as they all take shelter on a boat. There are no words or dialogue, but the action is continuous and the animation is almost hypnotic. Flow is a sweet, engaging film with a very nice ending, showing animals coming together to help each other. The legendary Paul Simon is capitalizing on his SNL 50th anniversary show opening number with Sabrina Carpenter. Simon has announced announced a new tour. It's been 7 years since the 83-year-old has packed up his guitar and hit the road. Simon will start in New Orleans in early April, and at this point has 2 dates scheduled for Milwaukee at the Riverside Theater. 83-year-old touring Paul Simon might not go late into the evening, but it's still better than non-touring Paul Simon. Beverly Hills cops were called into action recently when actress Nicole Kidman and her country music star husband Keith Urban had their Beverly Hills place broken into. Hopefully they have renter's insurance. The Beverly Hills Police Department says the break-in was most likely part of a rash of burglaries from a South American gang that has been hitting Southern California. The gang was recently nabbed by the BHPD, probably led by Axel Foley. It's hard to anticipate how the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama will unfold when all is said and done. They are exchanging lawsuits over incidents stemming from the set of It Ends With Us. Feeling smug and confident, Ryan Reynolds made a joke about the situation on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, but it appears to have backfired. Apparently, the cute power couple were given the snub at the after parties by many attendees for making light of a sensitive situation. I'm not sure who did what to whom, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, kind of annoying. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy Friday, I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week, sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 10 above. Very similar for Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s, and then warming up quite a bit on Sunday into the upper 30s. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.